Have you ever noticed that Drover's leg attacks seem to come at the very times when I could use his help the most? I've noticed it. There seems to be a pattern, and it's caused me to wonder, oh well. The point is that I could scratch him off the list of possible backups. I leaped over the fence and began my fateful march up the hill to the machine shed. Again, I heard clinks and clanks, rattles and rumbles coming from inside. This did very little to build up my reserves of courage. In fact, at that very moment, when my reserves of courage had just about hit bottom, I looked up and saw, yipes, a shadowy form was sprinting down the hill, coming directly at me. Holy smokes, the monkey had decided to attack me before I could attack him. The hair on my back stood straight up. I mean, we're talking about a mohawk haircut all the way from my ears to the base of my tail. I screeched to a stop and was about to haul the mail back to the house when I noticed... Wait. It was only a cat. Pete. Did that give you a little scare? It did me. Psst, Pete, over here. When Kitty heard my voice, he slowed to a walk and crept towards me. He was glancing around with big eyes. Hey, Pete, it's really great to see you again, no kidding.
Hanky, you might want to know that someone's in the machine shed.
Right, I knew that, Pete, and I was on my way to, check it out. Listen, pal, I've been thinking. It bothers me that you and I never, well, do anything together.
Oh, really?
Right, sometimes it seems that all we ever do is fight and argue. And Pete, that's not good. I mean, we live on the same ranch, share the same air and sunshine. His big yellow eyes seemed to glow in the light of the moon.
What's the point, Hanky?
The point? Pete, I don't have any point. Okay, maybe a small point. I laid a paw on his shoulder. Pete, how would you like to go to work for the security division? We've never hired a cat before, but I've been watching you and... Pete, I'm impressed. Honest.
Let me guess, Hanky. You want me to go with you to the machine shed?
I gave him an astonished look. I hadn't thought of that, Pete, but you know, it's a pretty good idea. No, it's a great idea. I mean, we could put you right to work, get you on the payroll and everything. And I think you'd enjoy the challenge. I really do.
What does it pay?
Pay? Well, Pete, a lot of our compensation comes from the satisfaction of doing a good job. Know what I mean? He pulled away from me.
That's what I thought, Hanky. I think I'll pass.
What? Wait a second. Don't leave. My mind was racing. Okay, Pete, let's cut the chatter and go straight to the bottom line. I've never asked a favor of you, but tonight, Pete, I need your help.
I'm sure you do.
So I guess I'm putting our friendship on the line. What do you say?
No.
You don't have to give me an answer right this minute.
No.
He walked away. I followed him. I'm sure you'll want to think it over.
No.
There's no big rush.
No.
I dived in front of him and glared into his cunning little eyes. What do you mean, no? He heaved a sigh.
Hanky.